Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The first baseman, Wes Parker. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim LaFave. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dick Trusiewski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Osteen. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Claude Osteen. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Gaines. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Wills steals second. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wills scores. It's 1-0, Dodgers. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. Gaines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lillis moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trusiewski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Astros nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave takes first base on ball 4. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaFave moves to second. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is called out on strikes. One out. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen strikes out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Austin, and towards Lefebvre, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lefebvre scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trasuski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Astros nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aspromonte scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parker for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy hits a line drive into center field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Justy moves to third. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Astros nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Lefebvre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lefebvre is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lefebvre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 0-for-1 in the game. Trasuski takes first base on ball 4. Lefebvre moves to second. Claude Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin is 0-for-1 in the game. Austin strikes out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin fires to first and has Gaines trapped. There's the throw to Wills, who tags Gaines for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. LaFave scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Astros nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Gaines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis, who is chasing the ball. Bateman reaches third base with a triple. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. LaFave scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Astros nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. Gaines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFave hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Wally Moon pinch hits for Dick Trusiski. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is walked intentionally. Jim Brewer pinch runs for Wally Moon. Claude Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin is 0 for 2 in the game. Austin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Kennedy now playing third base. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wynn scores. Aspromonte moves to second. It's Dodgers, 1, Astros, 1. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. It's 2-1, Astros. Bob Miller now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. LaFave fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a pop-up into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-3 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first, with Justy covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Fairley reaches second base with a double. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-3 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFave takes first base on ball 4. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fairley scores. LaFave moves to second. It's Dodgers, 2, Astros, 2. Turk Farrell now pitching. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. There goes Lefave. The throw from Bateman and Lefave is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lillis moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond pinch hits for Joe Gaines. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Al Spangler now playing left field. Darryl Griffith pinch hits for Bob Miller. Darryl Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-4 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Parker reaches second base with a double. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Reed now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-3 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lefave scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-4 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lefave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lefave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lefave strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Hal Woods-Hick. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lillis hits a fly ball into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy bunts towards first. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first, with Morgan covering, for the out. Johnson moves to second. 1 out. Al Ferrara pinch hits for Howie Reed. Al Ferrara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrara strikes out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Parker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn strikes out. 1 out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 5 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 5 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 4 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Bateman takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Nelly Fox pinch hits for Claude Raymond. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Bateman moves to second. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peronoski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. LaFave hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Willie Crawford pinch runs for John Kennedy. Jeff Torborg pinch hits for Ron Peronoski. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jeff Torborg now catching. John Roseboro now playing third base. John Purdon now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball for a double play. Wynn moves to second. 2 outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler is walked intentionally. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 5 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McKenzie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 6 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 3 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Dodgers. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 6 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Brand pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bateman moves to second. Don Drysdale now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 4, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.